listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Police have issued a stern warning to MacKind with Sunday drivers ahead of what is traditionally the deadliest weekend on our roads. 66 people have been killed across the state so far this year, 10 of those in the central region. Acting Commissioner Steve Golcheski says police will be out in force with drink and drug drivers on their radar.
People are on notice. We're going to be out there and doing everything we can to catch those that are doing the wrong thing.
Meantime, emergency crews have been called to two vehicle fires in the early hours of this morning, one on Parkview Court in Andergrove and the other at Ogmore between Mackay and Rocky. When Michael Swan intercepted an armed attacker at Canberra Hospital back in 2019, he never thought about his own safety as the security supervisor on duty. But today, the 56-year-old IMEO man has received a group bravery citation as a recipient of Australian Bravery Decorations.
My job at that hospital was to protect people and property at Canberra Hospital, and that's what I had to do in the situation, and I did it plenty of times.
And Michelle Landry has once again taken aim at renewable energy projects, this time over the strain they're having on local infrastructure. The Capricornia MP says the Clark Creek Wind Farm is one example where roads have been damaged and phone and internet capacity is being drained by construction workers. She's met with Squadron Energy founder Andrew Twiggy Forrest in Canberra discussing improvements to those services. We've reached out to Squadron Energy for comment. In sport, the classic rivalry against the Broncos will be a new experience to some North Queenslanders this weekend, and the Cowboys coach isn't taking success for granted. There's just a single change heading into the weekend, though, with Tom Chester back in reserves so Zach Labert can recover from an ankle injury.
Things are really positive, and I don't think he should be in any doubt given he gets through today.